Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hello, I'm Leone Scher. I'm a transformational life coach and speaker and author, and recently a Guinness World Record holder. I am here to share with you today. Well, at least my talk was supposed to be the original title, The Human You Weren't Supposed to See. That was my original title, but today I want to talk about the person everyone needs to see. The one who trusts their own internal compass and knows how to notice, decide, and move. Because that person, that leader, is the most needed human in every room they walk into. I believe the most dangerous thing you will ever do is follow someone else's map and abandon your own. There was a moment, you know the one, when everything you want for yourself and the way you want to show up in the world becomes the only choice you can live with. That moment scared me. I chose it anyway. Does that sound familiar? I was comfortable. I had a title. I had a career. And I was making a real impact on people. And I was proud of it. But there were conditions, stipulations, and an invisible ceiling on how much of myself I was actually allowed to bring. I spent 30 years building something important inside systems that were really good at telling me who I was supposed to be and how I was supposed to perform. That map, it felt safe. It was accepted. Even my family was proud of me, and I kept climbing. But there was something underneath all of it, the noise, this thread, this pull that kept getting louder no matter how many boxes I checked or rungs I climbed. It said, there's more that you can be doing. The day that I stopped pretending that I didn't feel it was the most terrifying, exciting, and the most important moment in my professional life. My personal life had already prepared me for this road. I'd already been here. I knew what it meant to stay when leaving would have been easier. I already knew what it cost to keep going, and I already knew that turning back wasn't ever an option for me. Yesterday was Juneteenth, and I felt that it is really important that I introduce you to someone that I carry with me everywhere I build anything. She was born Araminta Ross in 1822, and her family called her Minty. She was born into a world that had already written her story before she took her first breath. It had decided who she was, what she was worth, and how long she could live that way. She knew something. Her inner compass was pointing in a very different direction from the map being laid out for her. The road she would take was 90 miles on foot in the dark, and she did not walk it gently. She carried a gun. She used the threat of it because she understood something that sounds harsh until you understand what it's actually at stake. One person losing their nerve and turning back would get everyone killed. She was not leading a retreat. She was leading a liberation. And that kind of courage costs something. It requires the willingness to do hard things, costly things, things that keep you up at night, and things that change you. She noticed the calling. She decided to answer it, and she moved. 13 missions, approximately 70 people freed, trusting her compass in the dark. When she finally stepped into who she was called to be, she took a new name, her mother's name, Harriet. Yes, I'm talking about Harriet Tubman, if you hadn't guessed already. Her guiding principle was a really important quote that she shared with all of us. She said, "I had reasoned this out in my mind. There was one of two things that I had a right to, liberty or death. If I could not have one, I would have the other." That's how she answered her calling. And that's exactly how becoming an entrepreneur felt for me. I carry her with me in everything I build. Not as a decoration, as a testimony. Because Harriet understood something that took me 30 years to accept as a truth for myself. The map that was handed to her was never meant to be hers, and the calling that would not leave her alone, she answered it. And the path to freedom was never going to be comfortable or predictable. Does that sound familiar? There was a cost to answering mine, too. Maybe you'll understand it in your own story, inside of mine. I thought if I just took the leap, it would take 3 years. It took 6. 6 years of learning to stay in my body and not react to what was happening in my head when the road got treacherous. And longer than I had expected. 6 years of building something real from gifts that I had spent decades being told to hide. What was I hiding? Well, my superpower is I see people, not objects, not metrics, not headcount, people. That was always my gift. And in the corporate culture where I was having my professional life, in leadership policy, in a world where bottom lines and quarterly targets were the most important thing, that gift was treated as a liability. 1 year, I even had an annual review where my note of improvement was that I was too nice. One thing that they never ever accepted or saw until I really stepped into leadership was that my ability to hold kindness and accountability at the same time made people really uncomfortable because it's rare in that culture, and things that are rare get labeled as dangerous. I was asked to keep that part of me contained and keep it out of the way. Stay in your lane, Leon. The day I stopped doing that was the day that I started building something real. And I'm going to tell you about a season on this road that I really haven't shared, but you may find it familiar. Things got hard in a way that I wasn't prepared for. Not like inconvenient hard, like the ground beneath you is not steady. It's shaking and it's cracking and you're not sure it's going to hold, that kind of hard. And my amazing husband, Scotty, he had trusted me through every decision, every investment, every coach I said I needed, every time I said, this is what my business needs next, he trusted me. Even when our savings dwindled to nothing and sales were not happening. There was even a day he came to me and gently said, the way only someone who loves you can completely hold that space. He said, do you want to go back to work? Maybe we should go back to work. And in his face, I watched the fear move through him in a way that broke my heart. I felt guilt. I felt shame at his pain and my own for truth. But I took a deep breath and I told him that I believed I was on the right path and I felt God's hand on me. This was not a mistake. This was a calling and I needed to answer it. That man did not flinch. He said, okay, let's go. Let's do this. None of this would have happened without the strength of my partner. His faith in me, his faith in my faith, and his belief that this was truly me answering my calling, what I was put here to do, that gave us both the strength to hold steady and to remember what we were building toward. So we looked at each other, leaned in, and we did not backtrack. Not one step. Not because we weren't scared. We were terrified. But because we knew something that fear couldn't touch. We knew where we were going, and we knew we were going there together. And that's what your true north does. That's what answering your calling does. And it doesn't make the road easier, it doesn't protect you from the shaking ground. It just makes turning back impossible. The cost is not the sacrifice. The cost is what you pay when you do not go. When you don't follow that thread, that pull. Here's another part I haven't spoke about. It's not that people came for me. It was quieter than that and lonelier. It was the friend who asked, how's that whole coaching thing going? In a tone that usually was reserved for bad news. It was, oh, good for you, that landed like goodbye. It was the slow drift of people who didn't know what to do with who I was becoming. And so they simply stopped showing up in my world. Someone asked me once, do you think you're better than us now? I was not an us and them. I was just becoming me. And that made some people uncomfortable in a way that I actually wasn't prepared for. I thought I had celebrators in my pocket. When you leave the map that everyone else is following. You don't just leave the path, you leave the club, and nobody tells you about how quiet it gets. It's going to be okay. Because underneath all of that quiet, I could feel something else awaiting. Not people wishing me harm, just waiting to see, waiting to find out if I was going to make it. Because if I didn't make it, it would mean the safe path was the right one all along. And if I did, it would ask them to question whether they were right not to answer that poll, if they had one. I felt that in a very big way and had to keep going. Not because I wasn't afraid of failing, I was. But the compass does not ask you if you're afraid. It just shows you which way is forward. Harriet Tubman was called reckless, dangerous, delusional. She freed 70 people anyway. The silence isn't evidence that you're wrong. The silence is evidence that you're doing what matters. I had to learn to feel that quiet and stay on my path anyway, not perform through it, not to prove myself through it, just stay. That is the hardest work I've ever done. So, how do you do it? How do you stay when everything is pulling you sideways? Here's what I learned over 6 years and more than 2,000 hours sitting with people somewhere in the middle of their own becoming. You already know the answer. You have been living inside of it and every story that I've shared with you today. Three things, just three. Notice. Harriet noticed her calling before she had a name for it. She noticed the thread and the pull even before she took it. I noticed the pull before I knew what I was building towards. When things feel amazing and you're in flow, notice that. When things feel sideways and hard, notice that. And when something needs to change, notice that first, before you fix it, before you explain it, and before you perform through it. Just notice where you are, not where you think you should be, where you actually are right now. That's where every honest journey begins. Two, decide. Harriet reasoned it out, liberty or death. That was a decision made from her own internal compass, not culture's map. Not world's permission, not what was safe. Scotty and I looked at each other with nothing left but our own conviction. That was a decision. You always decide from your internal compass, not the compass of your industry, not your family's expectation, not the version of yourself that learned to be small to survive. Yours. The one that was there before the systems got hold of you. Trust it, even when you cannot see the whole road. Especially that. And then move. That's the third one. Move. Harriet moved 90 miles in the dark 13 times because her compass pointed and she trusted it. So, do the thing. Not perfectly. Not when you feel ready, and not when fear goes away. I really wanted to share that with you today because there is a shaking that happens inside of us when things feel sideways. There is self-doubt that creeps in when we're not sure what we are supposed to do. And a lot of times that happens because we are not listening to our internal compass and trusting it. There's a different thing for entrepreneurs. We're a different breed. It's true because we know that there's something more for whatever reason. There's something more for us than the map that was naturally laid out for us. And so I just really want to invite you to do those three things. Notice, decide, and move. Thank you so much for allowing me to share that with you today.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.